Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie. We welcome you to our show. My show on this evening, blessings, blessings. I hope you're having a good one. Wow, this is Good Friday, Good Friday. Let's go ahead and start with the word of prayer. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for your presence, Lord God. I ask you, oh God, just begin to cleanse me and to purge me and to purify me, oh God, from all unrighteousness and from every sin. We bind the devil and we cast him out. God, have your will and your way in the name of Jesus. Hide me all the way behind the cross. Amen. Today we're going to talk about go get my daughters. Everybody say that, go get my daughters. Go get my daughters. Interesting subject, interesting title. As you know, on Royal Daughters, our focus is saving the lives of children. God is love with people. He loves people. He loves mankind. I want us to go ahead and go on over to Titus 2, everybody. Let's go on to the New Testament. Right before Timothy, I believe we're going to go on over there together. Let's walk through and get on over to that particular scripture. We are going to lay some foundation here talking about the Titus 2 woman, the Titus 2 woman. I'm going to start with one first. Let's lay a premise here. Titus 1, Titus 2 and 1 says, but as for you, teach what accounts, what accords with sound doctrine. And so sound doctrine is holy doctrine. It's healthy doctrine. Now let me read it again. But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. Two, older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. I'm going to stop right there because I think I'm starting to get some direction. As I begin to even write the title, I was like, okay, Lord, I'm not taking notes. I'm just going to have these scriptures that are on the computer. I'm not even sitting in front of those right now. I'm just sort of going through the text. We're going through the text, amen. I have some idea of where I want to go, but I'm hearing, even as I begin to read the Titus 2, it's like I would see the Lord as that man. The Bible says we're created in his image and in his likeness, and so we know that God is a good father. God is a loving father. God is a kind father. He's a good father that would come and get you out of some ditch that you were in, amen, that you don't know how you got yourself into. Some places we fall into, we put ourselves there, and God will still come and get us. We call on the name of the Lord, amen. Ooh, but God is serious. He doesn't want us to play with him. He wants somebody who really wants to get out. How many guys want to get out the ditch? You want to get out the pit that you're in? Oh, call on the name of the Lord God, you shall be saved, amen. We're going to spend a little time on that text. We're going to break it down. Older men. And so this is the time in Crete when Paul commissioned Titus to gather older seasoned men and older seasoned women in church homes and to teach them separately. The men, the older men were to teach the young men, and the older women were to teach the young women. Well, what were they supposed to teach them? The ways of God. And so now we're looking at this text in verse 2, and it says older men are to be sober-minded. And so sober-minded means self-controlled, to bring them to their senses. You're to bring them to their senses. And so, oh my God, Lord knows I want to go into the text, but I'm going to take my time. I'm going to let the Lord do it. Jesus, have your way. And so we see the Lord. He's beginning to build the storm. He's going to go ahead and follow him in the text. And so now as I'm thinking, as I'm holding on to this text, we're moving on to the woman with the five husbands. How many guys remember the woman with the five husbands? And God told her, come on, let's go over to John 4. Come on. We're just going to take our time, and we're going to just walk through the text. We're going to walk through the word today. Amen. John 14. My God. Oh, my Lord Jesus. I'm just going to go ahead and follow 12. Drop on me. Let's follow 12, and let's see what that's about. Are you greater than our father, Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. Hallelujah. My God, Lord, I can park it right there. We can go ahead and let you, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say. And so God is saying that he's the great father. He's an omnipotent father. He said, even if your father wasn't there, he said he's a father that cares. He's a father that cares. He's a father that sees us when we're down and out, honey. He may not be, maybe your daddy really, he wasn't there. Maybe he hurt you. Maybe he abused you, honey. God ain't like that. He's a father that says, go get my daughters. I'm the father that's going to be, go and get my daughters. Maybe the father's going to pursue you, that's going to run after you,
that's going to go after you, that's going to ask everybody, have you seen, have you seen, have you seen, or have you seen? And so let's go ahead and go to John 4. Hey, my God. Ooh, the Lord, he's my Lord. You know, sometimes I'm trying to move on, and the Lord will just slow me down. He'll slow me down. I just need to take my time. And so he said he loves you. Oh, God, he loves you with an everlasting love, and he's drawing you to him now. Now I can go ahead and go on with the text. All right, so let's go ahead and let's eat whatever the Lord is giving us. Let's go ahead and let's savor that and spend some time on that. And so John 4 and 1 says, now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself did not baptize but only his disciples, he left Judea and departed again for Galilee. Listen, and he had to pass through Samaria. So he had to go through Samaria. Huh? Ooh, have you seen his daughters? Come on, come on, come on. Go and get my daughter. Listen. He had to pass through Samaria, honey. Come on, let's see if Jesus was. Come on, come on, come on. He's looking for you. Is he looking for you? Is he looking for you? Let's go ahead. Let's evaluate this text. Let's look at it a little bit here. 5. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the 6th hour. Ooh, Lord God, hallelujah. 7. Yes, God. And so the Lord says, he's looking for you. As I stop, honey, I'm just trying to hear the Lord. I have to say, as I hear it, the Lord, he's looking for you. So he's looking. I see, you know how you have your hand above your brow, you would turn your head and you would search for somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, put a search party out, a search light out for him, God. Oh, my God, because you love him. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Oh, man, let's continue on with the text. God is dropping nuggets. He's dropping love nuggets. Now, come on, you want to catch those. 7, a woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. Ooh, my God, she was thirsty. Come on, come on. 8, for his disciples had gone. Wait. He's slowing me down. God, let me wait. I'm going to start. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to speak it, but I'm going to wait. Amen. Y'all pray for me. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. And so God is saying that she was thirsty. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. Oh, my Lord. He said, give me a babosha. Give me a drink. And she was thirsty. Come on now. God wants to give you a drink. Come on. Because maybe you're drinking from a well that won't satisfy, and only Jesus Christ can satisfy you. Let's go ahead and go on with the text. Hallelujah. God says to you, give him a drink. All right, let's read 8. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. 9, the Samaritan woman said to him, how is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living waters. Everybody say living waters. Amen. 11, the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Ew, my God, hallelujah. Y'all know God knew you before you were born. Did this woman have a revelation who Jesus was? Did she know that he was Elohim, the creator? That he knew her from the beginning of the world and before the world was? God already knew who she was. Come on. Oh, my God, you all, he knows all about your life. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1:5, that he knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Come on. God is the Alpha and the Omega. He knows everything about you, honey. He's all-knowing. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Oh, my Lord God. He has all power. Almighty is in his hand. He's all-knowing. He's El Shaddai. He's the mighty one, the holy one, the eternal one. I'm going to get, oh, God, I want to get back. I'm Oshana Mahaya. God sees you. God sees you. He's found you. He's found you. All he wants to do is rescue. He loves you, and he wants to do a great rescue, a mighty rescue. He's the Azer. He's the helper. Come on. He's a mighty warrior, verse 12. So are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. My God. Now I'll read it again. Are you greater than our father Jacob? My God. And so in that text, are you greater than our father Jacob? So, you know, again, how many of you guys, and I think we started off with that. You know, we compare, we think maybe God was like, is like our fathers. If we had, you know, because man is not perfect. I mean, man's not perfect. They're imperfect, right? And so we compare, we say, okay, God, well, you know, my father was abusive, or he was negligent, or he wasn't there. You know, he didn't teach me, or, you know, he was there, but he wasn't affectionate. And so I was emotionally detached, and so maybe I didn't have a relationship with my father. My father just wasn't perfect. He just wasn't you. And so she says, but who? Wait, back to 12. And are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. And she's about to get a revelation of Jesus. 13. Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. How many of you guys are thirsty? You're hungry. You're desperate. You're lonely. You're crying out and don't know what you're crying out for. Call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody, let's rejoice right now. We give God praise. Hallelujah. We worship God. Hallelujah. In the fullness of joy. Oh, God. He says, oh, God, your presence is the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. God, we magnify you. We praise you. Amen. And so 14 says, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him, I want everybody asking God for water right now, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. Ah, come on, y'all. Say, God, I don't want to be thirsty again. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to drink from as well, you all. Come on. Oh, my God. Everybody ask. Say, God, fill me up with your water. God, right now, God, I ask you to fill me up. Fill us up with your water till we want no more. Oh, God, fill our tanks, God. Fill our empty tanks, fill our lonely tanks, fill our hurting hearts. God, do it now. Heal the wounds. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. The water, here we go. We're going to continue on. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. Oh, God, give us eternal life. God, give me this water. The lady said, the woman of God, she said in 15, the woman said to him, sir, give me this water. Everybody, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water. So the question becomes, what are you thirsty for? What are you longing for? What are you looking for? Looking for love, looking for affection. Been looking in all the wrong places. Come on. I want everybody to think about it. Because we're going to go into this text a little bit more. We'll go into the text. 16, Jesus said to her, go, call your husband and come here. Ooh, my. Called. I'm going to say that again. Jesus said to her, go, call your husband and come here. The woman answered him, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you are right in saying I have no husband. Oh, come on. How many have done that? Oh, my God. Hey, my God. We say, maybe give God a half the truth. Oh, my God. Ooh, maybe God, you know, something happens in our life, and, you know, oh, Ramasaya, we don't know God looks that deep. We don't know God knows every single solitary thing about us. We can't hold anything back from God. He knows our deepest desires and our deepest needs. He's all-knowing. And so she recognized something about God. She recognized who he was. Well, let's continue reading the text. Let's keep reading the text because she recognized that he knew something about her. Oh, because, oh, she wasn't holding anything back. Let's see, 15. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty. You have to come here to draw water. And 16, Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. 17, the woman answered to him, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you are right in saying I have no husband. You have had five husbands. Come on now. He's looking deeper. Come on, y'all. And the one you know, God says he knows your secrets. Come on. Let's bring him to the Father. Come on. Let's get our healing now. Let's let the Lord touch us now. He wants to move, y'all. I might have to stop on 18. Let's let the Lord have his way. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Heal hearts, God. Oh, God, feed souls, God. Nourish wounds, God. Yeah, deliver, set free right now. Oh, God, rest, God. Yes, Lord, God. Heal, God. Oh, touch, God. Renew, restore, revitalize. Breathe on them, God. Let them know how much you love them, God. Do the surgery that needs to be done. Do the healing, God. Go deep into those inner recessions. Build and heal and draw them to you, God. Hold and nurture and keep in the name of Jesus. All right. You guys. Ooh, we're going to ask the Lord to do it. Ooh, my Lord God. So what did this woman of God need? What she need? What you need? Ooh, my God. For you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have will have, I'm sorry, y'all, 18. For you have had five husbands, And the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true. What you said is true. So she discerned, and she knew exactly what God said was true. Uh-oh, something was happening right here. Your God was reading your mail. He wasn't reading her mail to hurt her. He's reading her mail to help her, to get her to the point. See, God is trying to reach you. He's trying to locate you so he can help you. We got to admit what's true. We got to admit what's there so we can get the help. Amen. 19, the woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. My Lord. 20, yeah, y'all know what a prophet is, a true prophet of God. Well, he gets a word from God. He can discern from God. He can perceive from God. Oh, my Lord God. Hallelujah. He can know. Jesus was all knowing. Amen. He knew. And he relied on the Holy Spirit. Amen. He was full of grace and truth. Oh, my God. Ooh, Jesus is Lord. 20. Oh, God, let him touch you. Let him touch you. Hey, let him open up your eyes and you might see and behold wonderful things in his law. Oh, my God, let him go dig into those deep wells in your heart and soul and do the work he wants to do in the name of Jesus. 20, our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is a place where people ought to worship. She's trying to go outside the designation when Jesus is standing right in front of her. Y'all, listen. Does she not perceive who he is? Yellow 21, Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. So let me tell you, hey, about the Father. He's the Alpha and the Omega, honey. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's right there. He's right where you are. Oh, my God, he's greater than time and space. He's right there, present, ever. He's El Shaddai. He's ever present with you. He's the omnipotent one. He's the omnipresent one. Oh, he's all places at the same time. Isn't he great? He's wonderful. He knows everything about you, and he's right there. So call on his name in the day of trouble, and he will answer you. My Lord, 21. So Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. Let me read that again. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. 22. Here we go, y'all. Let's catch this. Let's catch it. You want to go home with something? Come on. We want to go home with something. You worship what you do not know. Ooh, my God. You got to know him. You got to know him. Worship him. Worship the one, the one and true God, the holy one, the eternal one, the just one, the one that can feed your soul, the one that can fill you up. Eee, my God. And so, Lord God, have your will and have your way. I'm going to finish reading this text. I'm going to let the Lord do whatever you want to do with it. Amen. He's God. Eee, my God. So he's drawing you to the well that you might eat and drink. Oh, he's drawn you. Yeah. He had to go and get his daughter. He had to needs go through Samaria. Oh, God, I'll let you build this. My God, and so he's drawn you to him. He's drawn you to him. Oh, God, we worship what we know for salvation is from the Jews. Oh, God, 23. Oh, yeah, God. Salvation, the Bible says, come on, let me tell you what salvation says. Hallelujah. He says, if you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Amen. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Faith is now. Come on, you can call on his name right now and be saved. 23. The Lord is moving me on to Romans. Let me go to Romans 10 and 9. Amen. I'm going to go to Romans 10 and 9. I don't know if he'll bring me back to the text, but I do want everybody to go to Romans 10 and 9 because I want to give someone an opportunity to receive, amen, the living water, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, who knows everything about you and loves you. The Bible says, while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. And so this is, he's the lover of our soul. He's the one that's been trying to reach you and get your attention and draw you to the well. Honey, he is the well. The Lamb is standing right in front of you, the Lamb of God. Just perceive and receive. Amen. Praise the Lord God. And so, amen. I don't want to guess that scripture, you all. I'm really trying to get my hands on it. So just bear with me a little bit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you glory. Yes, yes. You can go ahead and worship him while I look for this scripture because I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. Romans 10, 8 says, but what does it say? The word is near you. I told you it's Jehovah Shammah. Come on. Your mouth, come on. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word. That is the word of faith that we preach, that we proclaim. Listen. 9, because if you confess with your mouth, that Jesus is Lord, do you perceive him? Come on. He is Lord. Come on. Let me read it again. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, oh my God, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So listen, God had to do whatever he needed to do to get you. God had to go after you so that you can come and know him, the eternal one who's standing right in front of you, who's calling you to himself. Hallelujah. He's the one that can feed your thirsty soul. He's God Almighty, creator of the heavens and earth. Verse 10. I'm reading verse 10 now. For with the heart one believes and is justified. Yes, God. And with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. Hallelujah. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Honey, he came and got you. Daughter, he came and got you because he saw you were thirsty. Oh, my Lord, he came and got you because he saw you were lonely. He said, go and get my daughters. Honey, he knew you from the foundations of the world. All he did now was come after you, come to get you. And we pray, I pray that you hear his voice. If you hear the voice, you hear his voice. Hallelujah, yield to him. Hallelujah, hearken your voice. Hearken yourself unto him and yield to the Lord as he calls your name. Oh, God is calling. Hear him calling you to himself. So he's calling, amen. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to end. You're right, God, Lord, led me a whole nother way. God, be glorified. Let me give you praise. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And so as we close, God wants you to come to the well. He wants you to come to him, to call on him. He is the well of life that you're looking for. It's not in men. It's not in sex. It's not in houses. It's not in land. But it's in the true and living God. Call on him. Amen. And let him, the King of Kings and the Lord, will fill you up. Let him fill you up with water, the living water of God. Hallelujah. So you won't thirst anymore because he's filling you. He's filling you with his spirit. Oh, he wants to fill you with his spirit, but it's in Christ. It's in him. It's in him we live and move and have our being. God, we give you glory. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Just like any father, a good father would call into his daughter wherever she is. Ooh, if she's lost, if she's in a club, if she's in a place she doesn't need to be, my God. He's going to go search and search and search. And so he's searching. He's looking for you. Will you answer the call? When daddy calls, when he calls you by your name, will you come? Will you come? When you come, hey, you know, fathers know everything about their children. You say, how do you know so much about me? Why, he's calling you. He's calling you. You come. Amen. Thank God for his word, Father. Thank you for your word, God. Touch you in every heart, God, and we give you praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus, draw them to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen.